Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from our gospel reading from Luke chapter 1, where Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And today, we look at the favor of God. We look at what it is to be favored. Dear friends in Christ, God did something very special with Mary. She was a young maiden, just beginning her life, didn't even have a husband yet. No particular recorded accomplishments. And like you and me, she was a sinner, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And yet, God gave her his favor. The angel called her favored one, and that the Lord was with her. He told her that she would conceive and bear a son, and she should call him Jesus. And he would be the Son of the Most High, holy, the Son of God. What a gift that through her the Savior of the world would be born. She would indeed have God's favor. She would be part of God's plan to redeem the world, to be present with his people. The favor of God was surely on her. But we don't always see God's favor as a favor, do we? It can be hard for us to understand. It was a little hard for Mary even to understand. And she asked. She asked the means. She said, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And God again showed his face and he showed his favor. God spoke his word again through the angel Gabriel. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." And perhaps she didn't have all the details, but she had all she needed to believe. Enough to leave it in God's hands. And not only that, but he gave her a sign of her cousin Elizabeth in her 6th month and explained that what it would mean for Mary, that nothing is impossible with God. That God would accomplish his purpose. That the word he gave was true. Even his word about the impossible. But sometimes our worry about God's favor, our concern about it, isn't just that he's not going to accomplish his purpose. Sometimes our concern about his favor is that he is going to accomplish his purpose. Sometimes it's that he will accomplish it, and we are afraid. Mary was troubled when the angel came and greeted her. She wondered what sort of greeting this might be. And really, it's not just Mary. When God comes to sinful people, they're not often just troubled, they're terrified. We are terrified. A God who sees us, who notices us, we're afraid that it might be a lot like a person who notices a fly. And it would be a lot better not to be noticed, because you might get swatted. Isaiah cried out, "Woe is me! For I am a man of unclean lips from a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen God." And Peter cried out to Jesus after the catch of fish, "Away from me, for I am a sinful man." And so God announces his favor. He lets us know he's not coming to judge. He's not coming to squash us. He announces his favor to each. The angel repeats to Mary, "Do not be afraid, O favored one." for you have found favor with God. To Isaiah, the angel with the coal says, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for. And Jesus to Peter, do not be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. God takes away our fear. He announces we need not be afraid. We have the favor of God. And yet sometimes even then, we still fear. Now Mary trusted. She confessed her Lord. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. She trusted the Lord and confessed him. But often when we tell her story, we make her more of a victim. And we hear from Gabriel that all things are possible with God, that nothing is impossible with God. And our image of God's work tries to come from Jesus' same words. After speaking about the rich and the camels and the eye of the needle, of which C.S. Lewis quipped, all things, the camel's journey through the needle's eye, are possible, it's true. But picture how the camel feels, squeezed out in one long bloody thread from tail to snout. Sometimes how we feel about God's will, that we're afraid we'll be like that camel squeezed out. I've heard from some who've experienced violence, who fear that here God teaches violence against Mary and her will and women here. And he doesn't teach violence here. Mary affirms this when she heard his word and affirms it. But we don't tell God's story well to people who believe that. When we speak mainly of Mary's plans and her dreams for the future that are all hit by an unplanned pregnancy, we don't tell her story well. When we start to follow essentially the Roman church and make her to be different than us, to say that she gave up her hopes and dreams and called herself a handmaiden of the Lord and accepted his work. But really, all of that is too much for us. That our plans are far more important. So often, when we hear of God's work in people like Mary, and for people like us, we sound like those that we disagree with. We say, this, you just need to accept it because this is how God made me. It's just how I am. And often we're scared of the favor of God because we know that it will change us, and it does change us. And yet that is a good thing. Not a squeezed out thread, but God makes us into something better. He changed Mary from just a young woman to being the very mother of God. His word works in us as well. We don't really learn about Mary because she is different than us. We learn about Mary because she is like us. She is an example, a good example, of God's church hearing his word and letting it be done to them. God's favor is big and doesn't just extend to Mary. God gives it to us as well. He gives his favor. Grace is given through Jesus. That's God's undeserved favor. He speaks it to you. When I say grace and peace be to you, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that's an announcement of God's favor given through Christ on the cross to you. You also are a favored one. We announce this favor in and through Christ's church every week. When we tell the grace of our Lord Jesus, when I say, I forgive you your sins, God is announcing his favor to you. He calls you his favored one. And his word that Mary believed, it's as true for us as it was for Mary. Each week, I speak the very same words that the angel said to Mary to you, that the Lord is with you. Even today. And God is true to his word, and God does the impossible for us as well. He takes a sinful and unclean people, and he makes them holy children of God. That's what he does for you. He makes you sons of the Most High through Christ. And he reminds us of his grace that we've been baptized into his name and that we are his. He feeds us with the very body and blood of Christ. He does the impossible to keep us in his kingdom, to make us sinners children of God. Things we cannot understand happen to us and for us. And this does change us. It didn't just change Mary. It changes us. Changes us not into a bloody thread, but into a holy people, a royal priesthood. Isaiah, hearing of God's favor, announced, "Here I am, send me." Peter became the fisher of men. Mary, the maidservant of her God, became the mother of God. And God has changed you. He has given you birth through water and the Spirit. You are God's child. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. That is the favor of God on you, most favored one. Let it be done to you also, according to his word. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you always. Amen.